We're holding here in Kaitzer, and we're discussing the issur of using something which is attached to the ground. So we mentioned that something which has a shame tree, as opposed to a stump, something which is a tree I cannot lean on, cannot sit on, I cannot put my hat on, take my hat off. And even before Shabbos, to put something on that I'm allowed to move on Shabbos, I should not do. Another gzera that they made because of the Chazal word that you'll come to do kaitzer to break a branch is riding an animal. They were guys on riding an animal on Shabbos because they're worried that if the animal's not behaving, you'll crack a branch off with carbonate, you'll break it off in order to give a fetch. Now, over here also, included in the gzera was they're not allowed to use an animal on Shabbos. And the same rules that we learned by a tree apply over here also. Using the animal itself or using something which is attached to the animal that you're not allowed to. But if there's something attached to the animal and then there's a basket hanging on that, I'd be able to take it, put in and take out from that basket. Okay. The next one is more negate us. Let's say I'm walking down the street and I see this nice hadassim which are growing or some other plant that smells good. Am I allowed to smell it on Shabbos? Am I allowed to walk over to smell it? So Chazal will worry that if you that while you're smelling it, you may come to forget and detach it and you'll be over on Toilish on Kaitzer. So therefore they made a gzera that one should not smell fruit while it's still attached to the ground. However, flowers are not made for eating, and they may be made for smelling, but I could get the full benefit from it from smelling even while it's attached. So it goes like this. Fruit on a tree, even though I'm going to just smell it, that they said not because you may forget and pull it off to eat it. As opposed to a flower where I could smell it without detaching it, so there they did not make the gzera that you should not smell it. You could smell it while it's attached to the ground. Yes, sir.
Fruit doesn't smell and flowers smell, so it should be the opposite.
An orange?
Yeah. Off a tree, where you peel it.
Orange.
No,
but the orange does smell.
Strawberry does not smell.
Apples don't smell.
Compared to a flower, if anything, I would pick a flower off. I was like, wow, it smells delicious.
Nothing to do with
it. I eat it. It smells great. I feel like if the idea behind this is mentally of a larger chance of picking a fruit because you want to eat it, nothing to do with the smell. I understand why they would do
that. That is true.
Nothing to do with smell.
No, we're just pointing out that you can't even smell it, which is not its, because that's not its normal usage, and the normal usage is eating, which means it has to be detached. Therefore, we don't even let you smell it because it'll come to detach it till you do its normal usage. As opposed to a flower, where its normal usage is smelling, so I'll go to smell and finish, walk away. No reason why I'm going to walk off with the fruit. Now, which fruit smell or not, we'll have to take a trip to the farm. Okay. Next. Let's say I have an apple tree in my backyard, and the apple falls off the tree on Shabbos. Can I eat it or not? Again, one, the Gemara brings down many reasons why not. That's one reason, but the reason which is negated to our limit is because we're worried that you'll say how geschmack this apple is and you'll come to pick another apple.
So, can the apples in the house?
No, no.
Give an apple tree inside the
house. They were in Geisel, but this apple, which is lying under the tree where it fell off, you might come to pick another one. So, therefore, they acid eating this tree. Now goes the next step. Now that they acid you to eat the apple, it's muksa. It doesn't start off being muksa. It starts off as exer not to eat it. Therefore, it's muksa. And the truth is, even if it's only a suffix, if it fell off today or yesterday, it's also us to eat it, because we have a rule. That's right. The Gemara of Eitzah, that something which will have a time of heter, perfect, something which has a time of heter, we're not going to be matter, even if it's a sveik sveika, even if it's a suffix, because Because you can't eat it now and later. It's a one-time usage. Either you can eat it now or eat it later. So we say, why eat it now when it's a suffix? Eat it later when it's not a shadow, right?
Wouldn't it be still muksa even if the Rabban didn't pass here because it was muksa before Shabbos and if you don't
have it? If you know for sure it was attached to the tree. If you don't know it was attached to the tree, it's a suffix drama, no? If really we should go to Kula. Right? But, says the Gemara, that since it's a double shishan tea, and since it has a clear head to time, why read the line of stuff and just eat it? Perfect. The last nekuda here is the dule basa. Little cuticles, little pieces of skin that are hanging.
Oh my god.
Us is to pull them off.
Please give me a motto.
Like around the fingernails. And some hole that might be a question of kaitzer, but if you're uprooting it from its. If you have a safe, you'll see that he says, Mush, I told this many times, get a safe. Some learn that it's because of kaitzer, because you're uprooting it from its source of life. However, some hold that it's Goizeis, and we'll see. It's exactly what he says.
Yeah,
it says, "But I am the come on." Yes, the pratim idinim elo. We'll see more. Ein Shom. We'll see more pratim.